It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL ITV and KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning in studio, I have Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. We're going to talk a little bit about the community garden. It's coming back this year. We didn't do it last year, but we're going to talk about that. A lot of fun and exciting volunteer opportunities coming up. First and foremost, Julie, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Now, we were talking a little bit in the open about the fact that last year we didn't do a community garden.
Correct. Just,
you know, we didn't have the volunteers to do it. And some years, you were even telling me, some years you've had 16 to 17,000 pounds of produce come out of this garden.
Yeah,
so
amazing.
Let's talk a little bit about it. Kind of give some people of what it is and what we're looking for and what we're going to do.
Okay. So the community garden really is the community garden. Everyone is welcome to come and participate, volunteer, pick the produce, take it home with them as well. What is not picked by the community will go to support our food banks. And the food bank started doing the community garden several years ago. The land and the water is donated by Price City, so it's amazing. We have partnered over the past few years to have, we have a high tunnel now. And a high tunnel, for those that don't know that, is like a greenhouse, but it doesn't have the ventilation, the fans, the cooler. So we manipulate the temperature by the door. The amazing thing by that, though, is that we can grow produce, start planting it any time here, and continue to grow it through October, which really increases our volume and numbers. Very, very amazing. By partnering with USU Extension, IFA, Sutherland's, we also get a lot of support, donations to help with the community garden. But one thing that we need are volunteers to come and help either till the garden, pick produce, help on the days when we're planting or putting the high tunnel together.
And so, you're going to kick this off on April 13th is when you wanted to start.
So,
that's, you know, what is that?
A week
that's
from.
That's a Saturday.
Correct.
So it's get out there and help where you can.
Yeah.
And plus, there are plenty of people out there that enjoy gardening. They just do, and they have a great time. Get out there and have some fun and help these guys out. Now, you said something about you've got sponsors that help you with this this event and doing the community garden. You said Price City. You mentioned that the USU Extension helps you out. What other local partners do you have on this one?
So IFA has been a big support. Doug Warden, who's retired, he still is supporting us from IFA, and Casey. We have a whole group of them. And Sutherland's has been very, very supportive in not only donating us maybe some flowers or seeds or vegetables, produce, items like that, but they're just a great support in helping also to get volunteers. But it does take quite a few volunteers to keep it going and just to get it tilled and the produce picked. Incredible, you know, opportunity for our community to have this garden. And we want to make sure that we're getting the word out there and people know this is for everyone. If you can come at night, we'll make sure that we're there or early in the morning or on the weekends. So,
and that was going to be my next question is if somebody wants to go and, you know, work there, you know, how do they do that? Do they need to get in touch with somebody, make sure that it's open? Who do they need to contact?
So the best contact right now would be myself, and then I can delegate that. And my name's Julie, and my direct phone number is 613-0065. And I'm happy to talk to anyone about if you're interested in volunteering or if you have a group, work group that can come and do it, a church group, whoever. It's always fun to come and do it in groups as well. So.
Well, that would actually be kind of neat to just get a bunch of people from work or something and go down and spend an evening or an afternoon and helping out.
Yes.
So once again, let's just kind of touch on the particulars. It's the community garden.
Yes.
It is located, where is it located at?
So right behind Southeastern Utah Association Local Governments off of Carbon Avenue, right across from the food bank. So the address is 75 East, 400 South.
And that is, like you said, it's right there by the food bank.
Correct. Just right across the parking lot.
If you drive down there, you'll see it. And
yes,
get in there, get in touch with Julie if you want to go help out. And, you know, get out and have some fun and do something for your community, too. And like she says, you know, the people that go down and work there, if you want the stuff, go ahead and you can take some of it.
Yeah, it's a community garden.
And go out and have some fun. Like I said, there are so many people, and it seems like in this area, mm-hmm. there are a lot of people that just do that as a hobby. They enjoy doing it.
Absolutely.
So why not go out and have some fun? It's the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. It's in conjunction with Price City. Price City gives them the land. They give them the water. And it's the community garden, and it's your community garden. If you want to, you know, if you want to do stuff out there, get out there and help and volunteer and do whatever you can. They're looking for whoever wants to go down there. And they're kicking it off on the 13th of April. And what are we looking to do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about 10 a.m.
So on April 13th, we will be working in the garden. We're going to be getting some fertilizer, tilling it in. We started to move the high tunnel last year. And we're going to be completing that by putting up the PVC and the plastic and just making sure it's strengthened and put together. So pruning some trees, just kind of getting it ready and dividing it up, getting it ready to plant in the next couple, 3 weeks after that.
Okay, and one more time, give them your name and how they can get in touch with you.
Yes, so my name is Julie Rozier. The best way to get in contact with me is give me a call at 613-0065.
And that's your community garden. If you want to get out there and lend a hand, do whatever you can. They'd be more than happy to have as many volunteers as they can get out
Absolutely.
There and help out. Julie, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
And thanks for all you guys do. You guys do so much for the community that I don't think a lot of people know.
Thank you, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. So for more information on this and other KOAL-ITV interviews, check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.